This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6. This is letter number 1611. This is dated the third day of Sivan in Tavshin Yud Beis, 1952, in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is writing this to Moreno Rebbe Nissan. This is Nissan Eber. You see, says over there. The Rebbe titles him, you know, as an activist in the community affairs. And there's several points over here, but they start here the recording from point number 2, base. So the Rebbe says that I was notified by Rabbi Chadakov with the titles over here. What you wrote, Rabbi Chadakov was the Rebbe's secretary, personal secretary of the Rebbe. So he says he told me what you had written to him. So it looks like that you haven't received confirmation of this beautiful gift that you, expensive, precious gift you sent me, the Rebbe says. And that is a handwriting of my father-in-law, which is a small note, quantity-wise, but it's huge, greatly in quality. In the beginning, that begins with the words of Keil Elikim Havaya. So hereby I am certifying, confirming. Now, with additional thank you for this precious gift. I also hope that within time, we'll be able to publicize at least some pieces of it with some explanation to benefit the many and the merit of the public that is going to benefit from this teaching is hinged on you, is your credit. Number 2, when you write about, he writes to Rebbe, when is the time for breakfast? What is the time for eating breakfast? So, Pas Shachris it's called. So look into the rulings of the Dinim of the Tzemach Tzedek and Or HaChaim Simon Peites, that he concludes that breakfast is after davening. The morning breakfast, the morning meal is after the davening. But if the doctor's advice that you have to eat specifically in the morning, so for sure you must listen to the instructions of the doctors. But that is not what is referred to in the Talmud as pas shachris, as breakfast, the morning. And the Rebbe says these matters specifically depend on how your particular service in your davening, whether you daven at length or not. And it's known, the expression of the Tzemach Tzedek, he says that it is better to eat so that you can daven than daven so that you can eat. This was a story told about the daughter-in-law, that she was very religious, and the doctor told her that she has to eat in the morning, so she would get up earlier and daven earlier. So he told her, it's better to eat so you can daven than you're davening so that you can eat. So she ended up davening early so she can eat. And he says, in very simply, it's better to eat before davening if that will help your davening to be more organized, rather than the other way around, to eat specifically after the davening, and then your service in davening is going to be confusing, you're not going to be able to do it as well. Number 4, as far as the list, the Rishima of the Maimorim, that are in a Bichl, in the book, which is by his relative, so it would be fitting to put some effort by them that they should loan this book for some time, and they can be assured that this will be, if they want it, if they only wanted to give it so that they get it back, they just want to loan it that they don't need to worry, I'm going to return it. And if under no circumstances he cannot affect that, so maybe you can inspect the Maimorim and to see how they are and to compare them according to the Maimorim that you have added to your letter and I added to your list a Maimer in the printed Maimorim and to figure out if this is the Maimer or this is only the beginning of it. I thank you for your troubles. And Rebbe blesses him for good health, for a whole family, and to receive the Torah, b'simcha, b'pnimiyus.